Hi guys, welcome back to Abracadaver. This week I will be discussing two cases of eerie unsolved disappearances. Number one, Carla Rebecca Corley. Carla Rebecca Corley was born on December 30th, 1965. She was described by her older sister Kat as being intellectual, sweet, and giving. Carla lived with her mother in a public housing community on Airport Highway in Birmingham, Alabama. Carla was last seen on the night of August 12, 1980 in her home. Carla and her mother had dinner and washed the dishes before watching television. Sometime later, her mother was tired and headed off to bed. Carla was last seen watching TV. Her mother woke up around 4:30 in the morning to the sound of the TV going off the air. When she walked into the living room, she noticed the front door was left wide open, the chairs were pushed away from the table, a soda bottle was turned over, Carla's brand new sandals were left next to the couch where Carla had taken them off the night before, and her belt was found on the ground outside the front door. Carla was gone, and all of her personal belongings had been left behind, including her money and her anti-seizure medication. The next day, Kat didn't get her usual phone call from Carla, so she called her mother's house and asked to speak with her sister. Kat was told that Carla was at a friend's house. Kat was confused and frustrated because 4 days had went by and Carla still had not contacted her. She called the police and asked them to meet her at her mother's house. When the police got there, Carla's mother told them that she woke up and Carla wasn't there. A police report was taken and they began investigating Carla's disappearance. It is suspected it was a non-family abduction. A month before Carla's disappearance, in July of 1980, Carla had been abducted by a group of men near Lake Purdy in Alabama, and they sexually assaulted her for 3 hours. These same men had come to Carla's house the week before she was kidnapped, trying to enter the house, but they were not able to, so they left. It took 18 years for the police to hear about the abduction and sexual assault that happened to Carla. It is believed that this incident and Carla's disappearance could be related. Carla's mother believes that she was sexually assaulted and murdered not long after her abductor kidnapped her. Over the years, Carla's mother has had many false claims from people stating that they knew where Carla was and would tell her if she paid them. Carla's mother claimed her legally dead several years later. A one-page incident report was found stating that someone had seen a person in southern Alabama in green track that resembled Carla. This person said that she was fine and that she was just a runaway. A potential suspect also claimed that he knew what happened to Carla, but then retracted it later. There have been several excavations conducted by police from tips to locate Carla's remains, the most recent one from 2005. But sadly, Carla has never been found. The night of August 12, 1980, Carla was 14 years old, white female, 5'2" and 130 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. She has slight brain damage, has epileptic seizures, and a scar on her right knee. No one has been charged with her disappearance, but foul play is suspected. If you have any information on this case, you are asked to contact the Birmingham Police Department at 205-328-9311. Number 2. Tara Lee Calico. Tara Lee Calico was born on February 28, 1969 to Patty Dole and David Calico. Tara was described as an efficient, independent person who liked to keep on a schedule. She was a sophomore at the University of New Mexico and had a high grade point average. On the morning of September 20th, 1988, 19-year-old Tara was going on her routine 36-mile bike ride. She told her mother if she didn't come home by noon to come get her. She had plans later that day to play tennis with her boyfriend at 12:30 and had class at 4. At 9:30 in the morning, Tara took her mother's neon pink Huffy mountain bike and left her house down Brug Street in Berlin, New Mexico. She was last seen at 11:45 in the morning, 2 miles from her home on Highway 47. At 12:05 p.m., Tara's mother, Patty, went out to search for her daughter down Tara's usual bike route, but found no trace of her daughter. She contacted the police immediately. The next day, Patty had found Tara's Boston cassette tape on the side of the road, along with bike tire tracks and a mark similar to a scuffle or a skid had happened there, and they were found 3 miles from her home and on the opposite side of the road. Tara's Sony Walkman was also discovered 19 miles east of Highway 47 and near John F. Kennedy Campground. Patty believed Tara dropped these items to mark where she was being taken. There are witnesses that say that they saw a 1953 Ford pickup that was either light gray or dirty white with a homemade shell following Tara while she was riding her bike. It's unknown if the person driving this truck has anything to do with her disappearance, but she was apparently unaware of the vehicle. 9 months later, a Polaroid picture was found on the ground by a woman at a Florida gas station. Pictured was a young boy and a young girl on sheets and a blue striped pillow. Their mouths were duct taped shut and their hands and legs were tied up. The picture was taken in a white van with no windows. The woman then turned the picture into the police. The van was not located by Florida police, but they did make sure everyone saw the photo. At first, Patty had doubts that the young woman in the photo was her daughter, but after a closer look, she noticed scars and marks that were the same as Tara's. Sadly, the photo was a dead end. Witnesses came forward stating that they had seen the young woman in the photo and that she had been walking around the beach. She had several adult Caucasian white men with her, and it appeared that the men were giving her verbal orders. Some people thought that the unidentified boy in the picture was Michael Henley. He was a 9-year-old boy who had vanished in April of 1988 from the same area in New Mexico where Tara had disappeared. His mother even identified him as the boy in the picture. In 1990, his remains were found in the Zuni Mountains. The FBI looked at the picture as well and couldn't say for certain if the young woman was in fact Tara Calico and the young boy was Michael Henley. But the young woman did have the same hairline and ears as Tara, along with a mark similar to a scar on her calf. It is unknown if it was a staged photo or if they were being held against their will. Over the years, two similar pictures had surfaced. The first one was found near a residential construction site in Monticello, California. It was a blurry picture of a girl's face with duct tape over her mouth. Patty was shown the picture and she said she thought that the girl in the picture could be her daughter. The girl in the picture had the same cowlick on the right side of her temple and a lazy eye like Tara. In the second picture, it shows a woman loosely wrapped in gauze. She was wearing big black framed glasses and had gauze covering her eyes. She was sitting on a train and a man was sitting next to her. Patty was not sure this young woman was her daughter, but she believes that it may be a cruel joke. Police do have information that on the day of her disappearance, she was approached by two teenage boys in their truck, and they accidentally hit her while following her. It is believed that they may have taken her in their truck and panicked when she threatened to contact the police, so they killed her, and several others may have helped cover up the crime. No suspects have been publicly identified, and the information the police have has not been confirmed. It is believed that Tara's body may be buried in the general area where she vanished. Tara was a white female with brown hair and green eyes. She was 19 years old, 5'7", and weighing 120 pounds. She had a large scar on the back of her right shoulder, a scar on her calf. She has a dime-sized birthmark on the back of one of her legs. She has a cowlick on her right temple and a lazy eye. Her ears are pierced and she previously had braces. On the morning of September 20th, 1988, Tara was last seen wearing a white t-shirt with First National Bank of Berlin written on it, white shorts with green stripes, wide ankle socks, turquoise and white Avia sneakers, a gold butterfly ring with a diamond insert, a gold amethyst ring, and a half-inch gold hoop earrings. If you have any information regarding this case, you are asked to call Berlin Police Department, 505-864-4403. If you have any information regarding this case, you are asked to call the Berlin Police Department at 505-864-4403. 4403. And there you have the facts. Thank you so much for giving these cases a moment of your time. I will talk to you guys next time.